in common?
They are all symbols of Wales, and they will come together on the 1st of March, St. David's Day.
The choir, sponsored by the UBC Faculty Women's Club, will perform a benefit concert as a scholarship fundraiser for UBC students. Help the Vancouver Welsh Men's Choir celebrate the occasion at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Vancouver.
The event will be taking place Saturday, March 1st, 2008, 8 p.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, located at 2881 Main Street, Vancouver. To order tickets, call 604-263-9567 or 604-224-3941.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Konnichiwa. Name of this show is Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver. Online streaming and podcasts for the show, along with most of the other programming, are available through www.citr.ca. Over the next 90 minutes, we'll continue our look at this year's Oscar nominees for Best Score and see where 80s horror music appears in modern song. But let's get things started post-haste. We're late for a most important appointment.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice. Welcome, fool. You have come of your own free will to the appointed place. The game's over. Time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
That was Magnet with Appointment with the Wicker Man from the original Wicker Man movie, the spooky British original from 1973. That Wicker Man starred the mighty Christopher Lee, the equalizing Edward Woodward, and the tantalizing Britt Eklund about a pagan Scottish isle. There was a recent remake that featured Nicolas Cage with a face full of bees, which has been endlessly mocked, as evidenced by several YouTube video edits of the film. Magnet was headed by playwright and composer Paul Giovanni, but the project was a one-off for the film. Next up, Video Hippos, a duo from Baltimore, part of the Wham City crew that includes Dan Deacon. From their 2000 release, Unbeast the Leash, here is Rider.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
That was Late of the Pier. A four-piece sounding a lot like Devo from Castle Donington, England. With a song from a limited 7-inch on Moshi Moshi Records called Bathroom Gurgle. Late of the Pier have opened for Soul Wax on their recent tour, and one of the members, Samuel Eastgate, has a side project called L.A. Priest, who's done a few remixes for The Envelopes and New Young Pony Club. Late of the Pier's debut album should be coming out later this year through Parlophone Records. This is Radio Free GAC on CITR Vancouver. If you're unable to catch the full show, you could download the podcast from citr.ca. Playlists are encoded inside each MP3, but for more details, you can visit my blog at gak.ca for more information. The phone number for the studio here, by the way, is 604-822-2487. Cut Copy are a trio from Melbourne. They've toured with Franz Ferdinand, Bloc Party, Milo, and Daft Punk over the past few years. They made a Fabric Live mix in 2006, and their second album called In Ghost Colors is due out through Modular Records this March. Here is one of that album's tracks, produced by DFA's Tim Goldworthy, So Haunted. I'll follow up with a recent DFA remix for one of last year's hot tunes. MIA with Paper Planes. That was the DFA mix, a rip from BBC Radio, though the remix will be on the flip side to the Paper Planes single due out next month. You can still hear in the background the sample from The Clash's Straight to Hell, though the infamous chorus's gunshots and cash register rings have been replaced with 808 hits. Keeping the mix going, here is Montreal's Chromeo. The original mix for Needy Girl came out on their 2004 debut She's in Control and was used in a recent Reese's Peanut Butter Cup advert. It was recently remixed by Teenage Bad Girl and released through Backyard Records on a 12-inch. Chromeo on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
No respect, but they know what they like to
Toronto's femme generation from last year's EP of the same name that was The Future called They Want Their Sound Back. They still haven't toured anywhere west of Waterloo, Ontario yet, and that trend looks to continue. Their next announced show is for the Wavelength 400 party in Toronto's Parkdale neighborhood on February 16th. Guests include Lullaby Orchestra, Day Day Month Month Year 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 Year, Dance Electric, and Telefauna.
Let me show you around. That's my lab table, and this is my work stool. And over there is my intergalactic spaceship.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip. Heading for the moon at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. Zoom a little zoom, now we're almost free from the Earth's gravity. Zoom into the moon at terrific speed, because there is no friction.
It's about that rip in space-time that you saw.
I call it a Hawking hole.
No fair! I saw it first!
Who is the Journal of Quantum Physics going to believe?
Zoom a little zoom on the My Science Project rocket ship, piloted by your hosts, Anne and Julia.
We navigate eccentric, underexposed, always relevant, and plainly cool scientific research and technology.
On every other Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., tune in
to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket.
I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments.
I love to dance, Papa. Oh, can't we see the pretty horses?
Yes, on February 8th.
Oh, but do tell me where, Papa.
CITR's party celebration. Being held at the sub at UBC, 7 p.m. in the evening.
May we dress up?
Oh, but of course. You may dress up as your favorite dead trend. It's the theme.
Oh, will there be a small prize for the best costumes?
Yes, there will, little one.
19 plus.
Refreshments available.
Room 216.
This is Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I is Le Gak. You can email any questions, concerns, or requests to radiofreegak, all one word, at gmail.com. This next set looks at sampling, whereby we hear the original song and then a popular song which samples that first song. Here is Goblin, which was an Italian prog rock band that scored many movies in the 70s and 80s, including many of the films directed by horror impresario Dario Argento, like this one, the title track to 1983's Tenebre. Some of you might be able to identify what song will follow, but I'll be back at the end to help in case any confusion remains. Justice from the Cross album. That was Phantom Part 1. It was a toss-up between Part 1 or Part 2 because both do sample the Tenebrae song from by Goblin, but since 2 is being used right now to hawk cell phones, I went with the less aired track. The Parisian Duo are back in town March 25th with Diplo at the Commodore. But since that show has been sold out forever, you can try to catch Diplo's afterparty at Caprice to see what's left of the hot sonic pie. Until then, here are some other shows worth checking out. Oops, hit something wrong there. Anyways, the Commodore will see Hot Hot Heat and Editors on February 5th, which is tomorrow. And then on the 11th, DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist will play a sold-out show there as well. Also on the 11th and the 12th as well, Hayden will be at UBC's Norm Theater. Valentine's Day, we'll see Dean and Britta with Karen Ann at Richards on Richards. February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, we'll have at least three shows. First being Fake Shark, Real Zombie, The Clips, and Japan Droids at the Biltmore. Van Cougar's 7-inch release party at the Railway. And then Pinback with MC Chris at Richards. On the 18th, Mos Def will have an all-ages show at the CCC. Richards on Richards will host Bonobo on the 21st, and on the 22nd, The Mountain Goats. Also that night, the Commodore will see the Hives and the Donnas. On March 1st, the New York Dolls will play at the Plaza Club, and on that same night, the Balkan Beatbox will be at the Chan Center. On the 5th of March, Crystal Castles, Health, and My Gay Husband are at Richards. On March 8th, Ravenettes and Be Your Own Pet will be at the Plaza. Back to the Commodore we go. Dragonette visits on the 21st of March, and Dublidge and Mad Professor's there on the 22nd.
I'm a wizard, and I'm using my magic powers to go to the Engineers Without Borders benefit concert. It's February 7th at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. All my wizard friends are going to be there.
Four bands are rocking out for a good cause. The Perks, the Hotel Lobbyists, Punch Charming, and Hemingway's Gun. Doors at 8, advance tickets available from EWB. Contact them at ubc.ewb.ca.
If you're not at the Engineers Without Borders benefit concert, you don't have any magic powers at all.
You are listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR from the campus of UBC, beaming a powerful 650 watts of sound to the lower mainland, which occasionally reaches as far as Burnaby, which isn't that far or powerful for that matter. One other concert is on March 27th at Richards on Richards from their self-titled debut album out on Excel Recordings. Here's A-Punk by Vampire Weekend.
It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a perfect shame. Creep under my door and we do it again. It's so easy and easy and easy and easy and creepy and creepy and creepy and creepy. Oh, again, again. Seem to do it again. Oh, oh. You're so stupid and perfect and stupid and perfect. I hate you, I want you, I hate you, I hate you. Oh, oh. Again, again, again.
Again and Again, from The Bird and the Bee. The Bird and the Bee are a duo from L.A., and Again and Again and Again and Again can be found on their self-titled album from Blue Note Records last year. And now, a set of by bands with Japan in their name, though they themselves are not from Japan. Firstly, Vancouver's Japandroids. As stated earlier, they'll be playing February 15th at the Biltmore from their All Lies EP. This is Couture Suicide.
We'll be right back.
From Athens, Georgia, those Japan cakes with theme for a film. Any film you can imagine, that's the theme for it. That track can be found on their 2002 album from Darla Records. They released two albums last year, including an entire album covering My Bloody Valentine's legendary Loveless. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and it is Oscar time again. Last week, I looked at the music from the movies Once and Atonement. Coming up next is a song from another nominated soundtrack, this time the remake of 310 to Yuma, which starred Russell Crowe and Christian Bale. Marco Beltrami provided the score to the Western film, which was one of his first non-horror compositions. You've heard his music from such films as Scream and Blade 2. I'll play a track from the Hellboy soundtrack afterwards, but first, from 310 to Yuma, here is Ben Takes the Stage / Dan's Burden. Thank you. Those were two songs by Marco Beltrami. Meet Hellboy from the Hellboy soundtrack, and before that, Ben Takes the Stage / Dan's Burden from his Oscar-nominated soundtrack to 310 to Yuma. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We are 15 minutes away from the jazz show starring Gavin Walker. The next nominee for Best Score is Alberto Iglesias for his work in The Kite Runner. Iglesias, no relation to Julio or Enrique, has been nominated for an Academy Award once before for his work in The Constant Gardener. He's also scored a half dozen films by fellow Spaniard Pablo Almodóvar, including Volver, Talk to Her, and All About My Mother. Here are a couple tracks from The Kite Runner, starting with the opening titles.
Thank you.
The Call, Cabal, 1978, and before that, the opening titles to The Kite Runner by Alberto Iglesias, who's been nominated for an Oscar for this score. The Kite Runner is based on the novel by Khaled Hosseini, which was the first book published in English by an Afghani author. The story tells of a boy growing up in Kabul during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan and the rise of the Taliban. The movie came out last year. It was banned in Afghanistan for various reasons, and for their personal safety after filming, four of the young actors were relocated to the United Arab Emirates.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
There are still a few minutes left in this week's Radio Free GAC, right before Gavin Walker's The Jazz Show starts here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So let's quickly dip into one of the most distinctive debuts from last year. Burial is an anonymous London musician who's part of the local dubstep scene. Dubstep being a breakaway genre from UK garage, and instead of the light two-step R&B dance that UK garage is known for, dubstep focuses more on mood and bass. Here's Ghost Hardware by Burial.
Thank you.
That was Burial with the song Ghost Hardware on the Untrue album, which came out last year through Hyperdub Records. Gavin Walker's The Jazz Show is coming up shortly on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Gak. This was the Radio Free Gak Show. I'll be back in 7 days with more atmospheric and cinematic sounds. Ciao for now.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker. The time is 9 p.m.
Ba-doo-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-doo-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-wee.